How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I am your good boy, Ian. To my left, as always, that cricket on your shoulder, Kyle.
It's a pleasure.
To his left, that mind of a child, Jarrett.
Hello.
And to his left, that bright North Star, Gage.
Thank you for having me.
Happy to be here. For having you, even though it's in your house.
Yeah.
Studio apartment.
Welcome to my office.
So a lot has happened, again, since we were last recorded, right?
Is that true?
A great man died. He passed. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hawking's died.
Hawking?
Mm-hmm.
Hawking's.
Oh, he didn't have an S on the end of his name.
That's not true.
Oh, well.
Tony Hawking's died?
Tony Hawking's died.
He's up there.
Well, did he do like a 900 again? And
he tried.
You know he went to hell, absolutely, right?
Well, that's because he couldn't get up the stairway to heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't skateboard up a stairs.
No, yeah, they didn't have a ramp.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. They had a rail down to hell, and he just grinded that bitch.
Yeah.
He got sloppy wet on it.
He's like, shuck it, bruh, all the way down.
Yeah.
50-50 dark slide, what kind?
Oh, it was a fakey double dunker slide.
Okay.
No doubt.
Cool.
I remember that button combination.
I remember about those games is going to the airport where they had the luggage pickup that was just an entire loop, and you just grind it forever and ever and ever and beat your brother's high score.
Yeah, did you use cheats?
No.
To do the grind?
No.
Where you didn't have to try to?
No.
Okay.
I'm very good at grinding.
I used cheats.
I feel like you used cheats. You seem like that kind of kid.
No, I'm just good at grinding.
No, yeah, you for sure.
Are you trademarking this or something?
Get it?
Like in the club.
Oh.
You can't grind in the club. That's not allowed. They don't have rails and stuff. Also, that's probably considered
you're going to the wrong club then.
Club Penguin?
Jerry, you don't really strike me as a grinder.
No, it's a joke.
Okay.
No, he uses grinder.
There's a way easier grinder to use on Craigslist.
Yeah.
They are thirsty on
Craigslist. Everyone's looking for penis in there.
The pangoose?
Ping.
The pain goose.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it pangy goosey.
Do you think that's like a really kinky goose? The pain goose?
Be the peen goose.
Yeah, peen goose.
Pain?
Yeah.
Pain.
Peener?
Peen.
Pain, like...
Peener goose?
Now, if one goose goes down another goose, is that gay?
Well...
Who's it gay for?
The geese.
The ones watching.
I guess so. Ooh,
true.
Gay goose.
So let's get... Oh, that's a good drink. You ever have a gay goose? Let's get into those dues days.
It is March the Penguin's 20th. And it is Native HIV AIDS Awareness Day.
Native?
Hell yeah.
Sure.
All you Native HIV people.
Well, the HIV that was here in America before we were here in America? Or?
No, I think this is the not gay AIDS.
The not gays?
The not gay AIDS. The Native AIDS.
Kyle's figuring it out.
He's learning.
How do you observe this?
what am I supposed to do today?
It's like American Indians.
You have to donate a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Fuck.
Bono's got enough money.
I hate Bono so much.
Bono's shit.
He's my friend.
I saw a license plate today that said Freedom 4, like, Freedom, F-R-D-M, 4, like the number 4, okay. U2. And I was like, oh, who took U2? Do we really have to free them?
You guys can keep Bono.
Yeah, you can keep him.
No, I think it means, like, you as well.
Yeah, I know what it meant, really, but you're a dick.
Hey, I hate Ian so much.
Me too. All the time.
I hate me too. Go ahead, Kyle.
The native in National Native HIV AIDS Awareness Day resembles the American Indians, Alaska Natives, and Native Hawaiians.
So we're only
supposed
to
of them have AIDS?
Are we supposed to be aware of them or aware of their AIDS?
Of their AIDS, I guess.
Why just them?
I don't know. I don't know.
Other people probably have their own day.
Can you tell me how to observe this holiday?
How to observe this?
You hand out condoms to people who live in Alaska igloos.
That and hashtags, apparently. That's it. You don't.
What hashtag do we need to use?
Does it say?
Don't
hashtag,
get AIDS.
Hashtag Native AIDS Awareness Day. That's it.
Okay.
It's a lot of...
Encourage Native people to get educated and learn about more HIV. I don't know.
Work together to encourage testing options.
And tell them that AIDS is real.
And that their spirit healing won't work.
So we're all going to have to do this. Work together to encourage testing options and HIV counseling in Native communities.
I don't have the kind of time for that.
I don't have the kind of resources.
Yeah, I don't have that much money to go to Alaska and
I don't want to hand out cups for Native Americans to jizz in. So I can
be careful. There are aliens in Alaska.
No, there are
aliens. Gave them AIDS. Right.
I don't know if that's. I don't know.
Seventh kind.
That. Yeah. Well.
And the thing.
Oh sure, they do have the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the thing is in Alaska.
Do you think Bigfoot has AIDS?
He just got big feet. You know that means.
That means he's got AIDS.
Yeah, probably.
When AIDS hits you, you get bigger feet.
You ever think that Bigfoot has never seen a person? And he thinks, like, they're real, I swear.
No, I haven't thought that.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, so crazy.
I like the Mitch Hedberg joke when he says...
Bigfoot's just a big out-of-focus monster.
Yeah, he's just fuzzy. He's just blurry.
Could be.
Well, confirmed.
Yeah, he's real and he's out there.
What? Do you think Bigfoot knows aliens? Like, Bigfoot has met aliens before and they told him that we're fucked up and that's why he avoids us?
What if E.T.'s about Bigfoot?
What if E.T. is Bigfoot as a child? What if that was Bigfoot?
Bigfoot's here.
Someone's here.
If we're going to get into it, Bigfoot does not exist in our universe.
What are you talking about?
Wow, okay.
Well, if you want to get into it, we can get into it.
What are you talking about?
Outcast yourself from the podcast. No, yeah,
he's real and has AIDS. I need to talk to him about it.
Yeah,
he's got big old hairy feet.
The sperm bank's open.
Get out from the woods and come use Gage's mouth.
Not my mouth.
J.O.C.
Bigfoot's a man, right?
It's a
humanoid. Not like a girl?
It's definitely a man.
He's got
women dinner. Have petite feet.
Feminine step.
My reference-o-meter is just going off.
Who do you think's more afraid of Bigfoot? Us looking for him or bears and trying not to be fucked by him?
Well, how does he reproduce?
I would say bears.
Bears, because
like, have you seen the things that he's supposedly have done? Like,
no.
Pick up trees and turn them around and like stick them back
picking
in the ground.
Like, what
bullshit?
He's not Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's Paul Bunyan. 100%. That shit.
100%.
Well, what is...
He just picks up a tree and then just twists it around like, this is supposed to be this way.
He's not the brawny man.
Like, upside down and then back in the... Yeah,
yeah, he flips him over.
Roots in the air.
The fuck?
Yeah.
No, that's not
like
thing.
He just don't care.
I'll look it up later. I don't have time.
Yeah. This is the whole thing.
Okay. We need a whole episode to dedicate
next
to Bigfoot.
Week. Yeah. Next week is Bigfoot week.
There's an hour YouTube video you have to watch and everything.
There's a club.
Shark week. Next is Bigfoot week.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Foot week.
Ooh.
Ooh, that could actually get really sexual really quick. I don't like that.
You can only watch so many blurry videos to where you have to watch feet videos.
Yeah, it's just out of focus.
it's the regular TV for a week. It's just out of focus the whole time.
Every character, like, the surroundings are normal, but every character is out of focus.
It's just always blurry. I'm like, I can't watch this, but I have to see.
Is that Raymond?
Through. Yeah.
Does everyone love him? Or who is he?
It's in like 144p. Yeah. That's it.
Everything's buffering.
Sorry, did we hook a Wii up to this TV? Damn.
It's also National Proposal Day.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, it's a trap.
Yeah. They put that on calendars to trick boyfriends into doing stuff.
I think so, yeah.
Don't get married. Don't do that.
Don't get married.
Don't do that on the 20th. Don't do that today.
Is March 20th like a special day?
Yeah.
It's Proposal Day.
Well, but like, is it like supposed to be like.
What am I supposed to do?
If you propose on March 20th, is it like better luck in your marriage or something? Or is it just.
Not at all.
It's just like the cosmic alignment.
If you propose on the 20th, you have the same shot of getting divorced as everyone else.
Oh.
Yeah.
This day is for those who have waited patiently for that special someone to pop the question without success.
What? So he's asked before and you shut him down until today.
Are people who have been shut down more hopeful today, or people who have turned down other lovers in the past more hopeful today that their new lover will propose?
Where subtle hints may have not worked, a more direct approach may be required.
Oh, so the girls or whoever is fed up and it's just like, hey, fucking getting married? Are you proposing to me or not?
Fucking marry to me.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, marry me, not marry to me. You can get married to me.
Let's have a wedding.
I want to be betrothed.
My dad doesn't like you, but I want all of it.
Yeah, give it to me.
Use me.
Well...
Bigfoot. He's real.
He is.
If you're not going to marry me, Bigfoot will.
Bigfoot will flip my trees around.
Yeah, he's going to flip trees.
He's going to pull your tree out and put it in backwards.
Why don't you ever flip trees for me?
Yeah, you fuck.
Pussy.
You stupid bitch.
So flip trees at home, everybody.
Yeah, flip trees for your
Loved one. Stupid loved
not
one.
Not tables. Trees. No, not tables.
Trees. Whole trees.
You know this pushy cut down stump shit.
Don't be a bitch. Nobody likes bitches except for men. Gay.
It's also National Ravioli Day. Which kind of sounds weird, because if it's National Proposal Day, don't you think it would be National Tortellini Day?
Didn't we already have
That's
that?
That's dumb.
I thought we already had Tortellini
Why would it be Tortellini Day?
Because it's like a ring. Like, oh, will you marry me? It's like a tortellini. It'd be funny.
No.
Okay. No? Come on.
If anything, I think that it would be Spaghetti Day. Would be
no,
better.
It's National Ravioli Day. So...
Is that what the... Is this like the day that Ravioli, Give Me the Formioli thing came out?
That is a great question.
No, but we definitely need to have that be a thing.
Ravioli. I like playing Monopoly-oli.
Now, where were you going with that? Did you start that sentence hoping another word would show up at the end, or did you think Monopoly rhymed with ravioli before you started?
No.
I think it's that one.
I don't think you know. Monopoly-oli.
Ravioli, give me the ravioli. That's better.
Mm. Come with a ravioli.
I'm good.
Ravioli. I like Manamandoli.
Ravioli. I like Danny Amendoli.
Fuck you.
Ravioli. I don't watch Roly Poly Oli.
Hey, ravioli. So we all got one except for Kyle, you fucking loser.
I'm good.
When I played soccer, I was the goalie.
I was goalie. Awesome. Well, I'm glad. Wait, yeah. Do you guys like ravioli stuffed with anything other than cheese? Like, do you get into that seafood?
Meat. Pop-Tarts are ravioli.
Have you not had raviolis out of the can?
Yeah.
Just that?
I eat it out of the can. I don't heat it up.
That's weird.
No, yeah, I pop that thing open.
You're a homeless man.
He is. He's the fucking... He's from Dennis the Menace. The fucking...
Sometimes.
What?
When the can's empty, it's got this ridge. I take my fork and it's like...
What Dennis the Menace homeless man are you talking about?
Remember the guy steals
the apple?
Who are you talking about?
The man in the apple on the train.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God,
Dennis
the Menace. And the little kid goes, yep.
That was a huge thing for a while.
I know, me and Kyle did that back and forth for a long time. We said yep to each other.
I don't know what
the cross-eyed kid.
No,
the cross-eyed bull kid. Bolt. Oh, so great.
I have to watch Dennis the Menace now.
Stupid bastard.
I was more of a Richie Rich kind of kid. Of
course you were. Of course you were.
He had a McDonald's in his house.
Ravioli. Richie Rich is a bitchy-oli.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's the new one. We're sticking with it.
Happy Ravioli Day.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it was Switchblade Sam. It was Christopher
Lloyd.
It was Christopher Walken? Sure.
It was Christopher Lloyd.
Same
Christopher
thing.
Walken
was... It was.
Yeah, remember?
I don't know. Who's Christopher
Still
Lloyd?
Still don't remember.
He
looks like the fucking Hound from goddamn Game of Thrones.
I don't know who Christopher Lloyd is.
Christopher Lloyd. What else was he in? I can't think of
Back
anything
to the
right
Back
now.
Back to the Future?
Yeah, he was Doc.
You
Oh,
asshole.
Really?
Yeah. Today's been a weird day, goddammit.
Yeah,
all right?
It's
Calm down.
Day.
It's ravioli. He's all ravioli'd around.
We've all had a stressful day. I lost a car.
You did?
It's still
really?
There.
What happened to it? It
blew up.
How?
I don't know. It hated itself so much it killed itself while I was driving it.
So, like, not on purpose? Like, you weren't trying to do, like, a sick stunt?
Well, I was trying to redline it to show off for my friends.
Right.
And it didn't work.
Mm.
Instead, you redlined it to death. You one-lined it.
It's gone.
You shouldn't have put that NOS in it.
I thought when you put too much in it, it becomes a better car. Mm. Not the case. Good thing I got, like, the better part of Paul Walker's injury, where I didn't hit the tree.
Pretty much none of it.
The good part.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you were in the same environment that he was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a car.
In a car. And yeah. It didn't go anywhere. It stopped.
But I still went. Like, yeah. I could go.
I
didn't go up.
Yeah.
You think he went up the stairs? Or do you think he shredded it?
Anyone that's friends with Vin Diesel is shredding.
He shred for life.
Yeah. Oh,
shred for death.
Shred forever. Whoa. Or in the hell.
Skate or die. And, well.
Well, die.
All right.
Skate fast, eat ass. So I'd like to get into something that I found very interesting. And this is something that I recently stumbled upon, and is YouTube boxing.
Fuck yeah.
This is where they take two YouTube celebrities and they box each other.
Can we use the term YouTube celebrities lightly? I don't think they're celebrities.
Where they take YouTubers.
Can we turn this into YouTube celebrity deathmatch?
When they take people that couldn't succeed in real jobs...
And make more money than we do.
And I would rather trade my real job for like 6 million subs.
Oh, I
on
for sure agree.
Yeah. Celebrity though, I don't know.
Yeah, but they get into a boxing ring and they box, and it's apparently the biggest white collar boxing
And now, are we talking about, like, boxing pizzas or what?
They swap glove with their faces.
Oh, so this is, like, Floyd Mayweather versus, like, somebody else that boxes.
Manny Pacquiao.
Okay.
So, this last time, KSI, who's a YouTuber I know nothing about, boxed somebody else, and he won.
Okay.
Like a man off the street?
A man. Just a man. An estranged man.
So, like, it said KSI, his YouTube handle, and then the other guy just said man?
Man from the street. It said big dummy.
That's more accurate, I guess.
And so, KSI beat this man down.
Okay.
With, like, a ruthless animal. And he proceeded to call out the Logan brothers.
Good.
He said...
Paul brothers.
Yeah. Yep. The Logan brothers.
Okay.
And well, when they said, have two first names, what can you expect?
Yeah.
Fair.
And he's so they there was a retort, and Sir Logan Paul, the one that everyone hates,
is he a sir? He's been knighted,
ma'am. The Logan Paul,
yeah,
okay,
the Paulman, pallbearer, is fighting KSI on August something,
okay,
in a ring in Manchester, UK,
okay,
and. What do you think? What are your predictions for this fight?
I think Logan Paul is going to walk in there super confident that he's going to win this fight. And he's going to give a shout out to the Logang, you know, right at the beginning. He's going to climb up on
Team 10.
It's not UFC, right? It's boxing.
It's boxing.
Yeah, he's going to turn around and give the Logang a what up. And thanks for subbing and do it for
merch.
Do it for stuff. And merch. Make sure you buy a shirt and all that shit. And then he's going to turn around and KSI is going to be like, I've been here before. And I'm going to kick your ass because you're a piece of shit and you're ruining YouTube for everybody. And then KSI is going to win it. Out of pure determination and hate fuel. It's like a hate spirit bomb from all the other YouTubers.
I heard somewhere that he's training with Floyd Mayweather.
Hell yeah.
Who? KSI or?
KSI.
Good. Good.
Good.
So, which... Okay,
that means
he
won't do anything for 10 rounds and sit defensively and just win in points.
Winning is winning.
Winning is winning.
I just want to see him get knocked out. What are you saying?
Which Paul brother is it?
Logan.
Okay.
The big one that likes being not funny.
Well, the big one that likes to film suicide people.
No, that's the other one.
No, that was Logan.
That's Logan.
I'm so confused. Logan,
suicide Force Logan.
Logan,
suicide Force. That's why I said the Logan brothers. The other one is Brad Paul.
Nope, it's Jake.
Jake.
I didn't even know he had a brother until that whole suicide thing happened. None of these people are important to me whatsoever.
No. I just want to see him get destroyed. Like, I don't know anything about KSI. I like him a lot right now, though.
Sure, yeah.
He's my favorite right now.
Right now.
Because of what's happening, what's going to happen.
Do you think there's going to be, like, a UFC, like their country of origin, and then their height, and then their reach?
I don't know.
Like, side-by-side comparison? Yeah.
They should just put, for KSI, Animal, and for Logan Paul, Big Dumb Fool.
Yeah, or just, like, giant garbage bag.
So, the first fight was against... It was actually against, a YouTuber.
No, I know.
Joe Weller. No fucking clue who the hell this guy is. But Logan Paul and KSI have both signed papers for this
They
fight.
Are fighting in August.
And he has been training with Floyd Mayweather.
Hell yeah.
Real thing.
Yeah. I am so fucking excited.
I hope Logan Paul gets his face beat in.
Is there any way we can do a live commentary?
He's also was training with UFC champion, I think his name's Michael Bisping?
Michael Bisping?
Yeah. Yeah. Bisping's awesome.
Yeah, he's also training with him.
Ridiculous animal.
So, it just says Animal's Bisping. My favorite. I couldn't remember what his first name was.
Yeah, it's Bisping. Michael Bisping.
Well,
We can do a commentary on it if you want.
August 25th.
We can live stream it and record and then talk about how Logan Paul sucks.
Yes, I like that a lot.
Oh, shit. They've put together a 2-fight deal where the first fight's going to be in the UK and the second fight's apparently going to be in the US.
What if he gets knocked out in round one and they're like, all right, let's fight again, bud.
Yeah, we got a second fight coming up in a few months.
I hope they put Jake in.
Now, let me ask you this. We have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Do you think we're going to get a letter in the mail to be joining YouTube?
The boxing. Well, which one of us goes in?
That's the thing.
All four of us. We're all four of the YouTubers.
Now, before we know who... I mean, in that we've been on YouTube before also, in different channels.
Huge on YouTube.
Huge.
Yeah.
Limitless.
Before we know who we're fighting, which one of us gets to go in?
Jarrett.
You got bad knees, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, boxing.
There's no knee play.
But you got to be able to stand up. You gotta have a strong base.
There's no knee play.
My base is fine. You can't kick me.
No knee play?
Yeah, that's a fucking penalty.
No knee play.
I'm all upper strength. I have no lower body strength.
You think you'd fight any other YouTuber?
I'm all lower strength. I
think I could fight YouTubers.
Yeah?
I don't think there's...
I don't know.
I'm sure there's some fucking wild redneck YouTuber out there.
That's I've seen
6'7", like fucking 280
pounds. What about the boxing YouTubers?
Fuck that. What about the guys who made bum fights?
I'll fight a YouTuber. I'd fight a YouTuber.
Fight one of those dudes that threw the frisbees in the
Dude
hole
Perfect?
Hoops.
Oh, yeah. Dude Perfect, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They'd fuck me up.
Yeah.
Dude Perfect's would fuck me up.
Yeah, those guys don't do anything but throw stuff at other stuff.
Yeah.
Can I just fight Casey Neistat?
Who?
I don't know who that is, but I'll fight him.
Who
for
is
fight
that?
Him.
I don't, Casey Neistat.
Who's that?
He's a vlogger.
I want to fight PewDiePie. Like him honestly, all.
That too. Yeah.
PewDiePie.
Yeah. Mm. PewDiePie would never fight anybody.
What would be your desired match to watch of YouTube fight?
I would watch. Shit. The red corner is Jarrett. And the blue corner is that alligator that fucked up that family of gazelles in that video I saw once on YouTube. Does that count?
No, that counts. That's, okay. That's fair.
I think that was on BBC Planet Earth, maybe.
It was on YouTube where I watched it.
Snoop Dogg commentary.
Can I get Markiplier versus Logan Paul deathmatch?
Okay.
I want both the Paul brothers deathmatch.
Ooh, to die. That way just we can at least get rid
both,
of one of them.
Have them both die if that's possible.
I want to see...
I have a better one.
Now, bear with me here. This is the long shot. I want to see a tag team fight between Smosh. Remember Smosh?
Yeah, I remember Smosh.
And then...
Which is more than just two people now.
Video Game Donkey and Leah.
Okay. You're
right. I think Donkey and Donkey Leah would win. It. Yeah, I think they'd take it.
I just thought I want to have like a 30-man battle royale where everyone's in the ring at the same time, and it's every Vine compilation you've ever seen.
I want
all those people.
I want Drake and Josh, all of the YouTubers in a battle royale, but the first 30 minutes of the battle royale is literally, hey everybody, Markiplier here, and then it's every single YouTuber's opener.
Can we have all the vloggers go in, and they have one freehand punch, but they also have to record themselves being punched in the face at the same time? But they have to get the whole thing on camera.
Do you think anybody would innovate and just wear like a choker that has their GoPro like right there?
Or a helmet.
Or a helmet. You can't wear helmets. You can't wear helmets.
Or a headband.
You can wear it around your head. If you can wear a
visor. Like, I'm thinking of like
we know they're into chokers.
I'm thinking of like an NCAA like
wrestling match,
like bracket where you have your vloggers on this side,
and then
you have your video games on this side. You have your Reacts, whatever, like different
the Reacts kids,
vloggers.
Oh my god,
you've got vloggers, YouTubers, Twitch streamers, and React kids.
Oh man,
that's the four brackets.
Not the adults.
What about old people watching new TV?
Oh, old people react to,
or kids Death react metal. To, 5-year-olds react to.
Or just have that as its own bracket.
Jesus Christ.
Have your old people, your kids, try not to laugh, I guess.
Yeah.
And then something else.
I would like to see...
Watch
like,
this 15-minute video without grinning.
The Game Grumps fight each other. Aaron and Danny just fight each other for no reason. Any Game Grumps fight. Anyway.
YouTube boxing.
YouTube boxing.
That's
so that's a
whole
thing.
New world.
So YouTube boxing, we are waiting for our invite.
Yep. We're ready.
I'm in.
Can
let
we
me
get,
know.
Can we get Mark Zuckerberg and Tom from MySpace to fight each other?
I fucking wish.
Can we do that?
Hasn't that happened? Didn't Zuckerberg win?
MySpace. And then Timberlake bought MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace is a totally like a shell of its own self.
Yeah.
It's a music site now.
Yeah. It's totally different.
And is it the MySpace?
I think it still does MySpace.
Is it the Facebook?
I want to see Vero get in on this. On this boxing.
Vero is like an infant child at this point.
Vero doesn't have anybody to fight for it.
I don't know
except
how I feel
fucking,
about Vero.
Mark Zuckerberg. Zack Snyder is the only person that can fight for Vero right now. He's the only person that has it.
Really?
Pretty Apparently. Much. Yeah.
Okay.
He's like a feature.
I think
content.
He's got the most followers on Vero right now.
Oh, shit. What if Gary Busey got into a boxing ring?
Ah!
Jared's really excited about that.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
I was excited about that.
He would always win because he can't feel anything.
Yeah, and he's a destructive force.
Yeah, he's insane. Anyway,
he will pull your endocrine system out of your body. I've heard him say it multiple times.
He's insane.
Poor fella. I think that's it for the YouTube boxing. I'm so excited to see what happens and then the future bouts.
Yeah.
What would the title be called?
Of what?
Like it's not heavyweight, but like...
YouTube weight.
Their weight class would be determined by your subscribers.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. That's really fair.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
To all you zero subscribers out there.
Hey!
Ready to feel the burn.
Better work your way up.
Yeah, we're going to kick some ass.
It's a bunch of, like, makeup channels. That's all.
It's a bunch of kids unboxing FNAF blind boxes that are just trying to get in on this fucking craze. Like, oh my
this
God.
Is my, this is my Nerf gun.
I got Chica. And they're just beating him in the face with a fist.
So it's just like our five-year-old fight.
The FNAF unboxers, the only thing they can do is fight with what they've unboxed.
Were they going to throw a figure at me?
They unbox a knife.
That's all they have to do.
Yeah.
That's all they can do.
Unboxing a gun.
Any excuse to take three
brass knuckles.
Good crow steps and kick as hard as I can into a 4-year-old.
What's a crow step?
I was about to say, do you think age limits apply to this boxing fight?
You never know. Yeah.
I got it. Do you think age limits apply to this boxing tournament?
Of course not.
So
if I get matched up against like a 6-year-old makeup tutorial girl, like I can...
That's her
okay, fault. Well, you have to watch out.
Yeah, yeah.
This is boxing, and she's at knee level.
It's your weakness.
Good clue.
Yeah,
good
that's clue. Your counter, by the way. Right. You punch down, and she's just like, these knees are mine.
Jared, let me ask, before we move on, when you go to Chuck E. Cheese now, do you go in there and, like, since we've talked about the five-year-old discussion on fighting them, do you ever, like, size up the kids in there now? And, like, I could kick your ass.
But I've seen...
If something goes down,
To having seen kids continuously, like, run around circles in Chuck E. Cheese and just wonder what would happen if I put my just hand out and just they ran right into
or
my
Or your
arm.
Foot just tripping.
Into my fist.
You know what I'm saying?
He just fake sneezes and go, "Choo!" And then throw your fists out and like, "Oh fuck!" I caught you in the
I'm
head.
I'm so sorry.
Your soft
shit,
baby
your
brain.
Head's broke.
Yeah,
I punched your head off of your head.
Use the tickets as a rope. And yeah, just trip them.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to play skee ball.
Yeah,
kids over there trying to steal them.
These are my skee balls. This little shithead kid did that day.
These are my skee balls. You're in his house.
I guess so.
If you complain at Chuck E. Cheese, the kid's trying to play, take your skee balls away from you, and the guy's gonna be like, "Come on, what do you want me to do? You're fucking
you're like
Chuck
almost
Cheese.
30.
Yeah. I'm paid enough for this, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's just a fucking kid. You want to play skee ball? Here's a fucking nickel. Play some more skee ball, whatever.
I'll short the drawer.
Here's nine more balls.
Yeah.
Skee ball sucks. It's bad for tickets.
I like.
Oh.
Why were you playing it then?
Have you got it down to a science where machine's best for tickets?
Yeah, you have.
You've put a lot. What is it, like deal or no deal or something? Oh,
deal or no deal.
Do you realize that
games.
You're probably the oldest person that's ever looked that up on Google?
He's done it for so long that he knows. He's like, this is where you can get the best tickets.
I've played on machines. Deal or no deal is the biggest.
Hey, kid, you want to get some tickets? I've been around the block.
You show up and another kid's like just fucking losing at deal or no deal. Like, he's a fucking idiot. What's he doing over there? He's not going for the right baskets.
Not that machine. That machine.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be totally honest and tell you, I've done that before.
What, judged another kid playing deal or no deal?
No, told a kid not to pick the case that he wanted, and I told him, I said, that's the one that's got the 100 tickets in it. Pick that one. He's like, I don't think so. And then he picks his, and then at the end, I'm like, I told you it was number 14.
Let him play his
And then
own
number
game.
14's got the 100 tickets
Is
in
it.
Is
it number 14 every time?
No.
Well, how do you know? You're like that guy from like Let's Make like from the No Whammy show where he figured out the pattern. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not a pattern. Like it shows you which ones are in which, and then it shuffles them all up. If you can just follow it,
oh,
you
win. It's one of those.
It's rigged.
That's rigged.
So as long as you can follow it, you're gonna win.
So how many tickets can you get out of Deal or No Deal in like let's say a half hour?
In a half hour, assuming that I don't start blinking and my eyes don't start to burn.
What the fuck?
Saying that he brings his Visine and he's got a celery stick just in case.
I like
to
think you walk in there with a visor too, like the women at bingo.
The gamblers.
Well, so they changed the tickets from Deal or No Deal. You can't win 100 on it anymore. You can only win 50.
Oh, fuck.
The Angry
Why'd
Birds
you give
game,
us these wrong?
It got patched.
The Angry
you were winning too
game,
many tickets.
The Angry Birds game you can still win 100 on. Okay. And it's really easy. It's actually.
Why did you say that one?
Deal. That's what I said. I said deal or no deal on Angry Birds.
Well, how many tickets can you win in a half hour on one of these machines?
On Angry Birds?
Sure.
Oh, like 1,000.
And how much is the bicycle?
It's only 10 times.
Yeah. What is the monetary value of a ticket?
A thousand tickets is $10. And I know this because literally if you want something that's 2,000 tickets, you can quite literally give them $20 and they will give you that item.
What's the point of getting tickets then? They yeah. fuck their own system.
Yeah. So you can either spend an hour in there playing Angry Birds and winning 2,000 tickets or go to the counter with a 20.
Yeah. Literally, exactly.
It's only 20 that. Minutes of work.
Yeah. I don't like that you can make $20 worth of stuff in an hour at Chuck E. Cheese, whereas some people are going and getting paid minimum wage at a real job.
Yeah, that's $20 an hour.
Yeah.
Well, but you got to realize how much does it cost to get that 2,000 tickets?
I don't know. Tell me. Was it a quarter?
About you got to pay bucks. Money to make money.
So you're just turning you're just going to a machine and go, here's my 20, here's my tickets.
Here's $20. Give me these tickets, and then I'll give these tickets back to you so that you can.
What's
shred
the best
them.
Prize you've gotten there?
I don't get prizes there. I give them to children.
Good kid, you earned this.
Then what's the kid do?
What is the coolest ticket that you've seen, or the coolest thing that you've seen a kid get?
Kyle can't wrap his head around this.
Slinkies?
A slinky's the coolest thing there?
Vampire teeth.
They don't have vampire teeth anymore.
Yeah.
Are there any of those,
I think a
those
kid
rubber,
choked on one.
Are there any of those rubber things that you push in? Put on the table.
Oh, I love those things.
Yeah. They still had those, I think.
You know how big of an idiot I was when I was a kid? I thought that was something you put on your sink. So when you turn it on, it's the water stream.
So you're telling me you go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Retard.
Not for the tickets.
I wasn't winning 20,000 tickets an hour.
So you're just going to Chuck E. Cheese.
You put it in your sink and try it?
I put it on the faucet and try to water come through. Yes. I'm like, oh, it's not doing it.
I feel like you like sat there like put it on and it popped. You're like,
and then I saw someone else do the pop thing. I was like, holy shit!
It's not a water balloon.
I didn't know what the fuck to do with it, Kyle.
So Jerry,
I'll fill this bitch up.
So you get a Chuck E. Cheese to set high scores on all the machines.
There's no high scores on these.
Not anymore.
Where is do there, you go?
Huh?
Is there though? Like Mortal Kombat or like?
There's no Mortal Kombat at Chuck E. Cheese, Kyle.
How do you get tickets then? I don't understand.
You can't. Even in an arcade that has Mortal Kombat, you don't win tickets on Mortal Kombat.
Pinball machine? There's no tickets on that?
No, there's no tickets on a pinball machine, Kyle. There's no pinball machines at Chuck E. Cheese.
There's high scores at pinball machines. That's why they're not at Chuck E.
Cheese.
It's one or the other, I guess.
There's like a whack-a-mole game that's intended for 4-year-olds that I put the high score on that.
So there are high scores.
Do you pull the other the other stick from the other machine that can reach and just fucking hit?
I just use my hands.
Oh. Just bongo it.
I used to see kids, DK's they would bongo. Just walk around to like, the skee ball machine would be in an open area, so there was no like wall next to it, and they would just walk around to the side and just drop them in 100. Yeah.
I saw a kid climb up into the basketball game, like all the way up into the basketball game, and was just dunking the basketball.
Hell yeah. He probably wasn't getting enough tickets.
They have like a milk toss game, which actually might give more tickets than Angry Birds, but it's more difficult.
Can you do it?
I've done it a couple times, but not consistently.
Still practicing.
You toss, you get 5 balls, and there's like a milk jug at the end. And if you get it in there, it's 1,000 points. If you get 5,000 points, it's 100 tickets. I think might be 200. I don't fucking remember.
Maybe you remember?
You were just there,
but a week and a half ago.
What was the last time you were at Chuck E. Cheese, Ian?
I went once when I was a little kid.
You guys,
Kyle,
can come to Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it'll be great. It's been a while. I was like,
it'll be a good time. We'll go there for my birthday. It'll be great. But somebody climbed up in there and was just dropping them in the 1,000 tickets, and an employee came up and told them they had to leave.
But they got the tickets there, right?
No.
What? Come on.
That's fucked up.
Oh, so they didn't get their slinky.
Yeah, they didn't get their slinky. Nope.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
Yeah. Please, that one from YouTube fights to Chuck E. Cheese.
So... this week,
no, we're doing that at the end.
Oh,
we did an audible.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, we did. It's
right there.
So
pay attention and use your eyeballs, all 4 of them. Fucking nerd,
big old dork. Kyle,
go. You're on the spot.
I don't want to go now.
We can talk about more Chuck E. Cheese.
Earlier this week, I got a phone call from a random number. They called me twice.
Okay.
They left me a voicemail. Do you guys want to hear the voicemail?
I want that kinda. Sloppy dick. Is that what they say? Hold it. You gotta hold it real
do
close.
We have
to
a
the
phone.
Mic.
Wait. Do we have a phone number attached to the email?
The email?
Our email. How we do?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. Well, here's.
I wish.
Here's the.
I wish it was Kyle's.
Nope.
Here's this would be a lot more fun.
Yep.
Here's the message I was given.
Hi. You called me. I'm not sure if you. Had anything to say, but I don't have your number saved, so if you need an important message to me, call back. Thank you. don't call my friend again. Bye.
That little don't call my friend again real quick at the very end. Bye.
So if you need an important message to me,
that's
call
a
me
weird
back.
Sentence.
Yeah. No. Call me back. Don't ever call my phone again.
Yes.
You know what I think you should do?
Call them back.
Call them
right now.
No. I texted them. Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
This is a girl, Kyle.
I love how it starts.
Kyle's talking to a girl.
Listen. I have named them Randy the Rando. All right. I don't know who the fuck this is. Okay. What? I said, new phone, who dis? Sure. At 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man.
They texted back half an hour later, which, shocker to me, you called me. I said, false. I have no idea who this is. Didn't mean to sound like Dwight. And then they said, Cambrai. K-A-M-B-R-E.
It's Cambry.
Don't know what that is.
Cambrai.
Probably their name.
I said, okay. Who do you think I am? They said, I don't know. And then I said, so are you Cambrai, whatever the name they said, or Harambe, hashtag dicks out.
Sure, yeah.
And they said, what? And then they said, are you? And then I said, are you mad at me? And then the whole, who is this? And then I said, how did you get my number?
Yeah.
So.
Jesus Christ.
Do I stop at this point? Do I keep going? Because I'm not calling them right now.
Well, don't call them
right now. I'm not calling them right now.
You stop because you were the last person to send a text. Right. You can't send a double text.
Right. Exactly.
He did.
When you're flirting already with somebody.
Is your new girlfriend?
Flirting? You just have to let her
ask
contact
on a date.
You back. And then in a week, if she hasn't replied back, say, right. Hey, you want to get Chipotle sometime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cambrai.
Cambrai. Or just look that name up on Facebook like a normal fucking
on Facebook?
I'll do that right now.
Okay.
Cambrai? And you're going to get a person?
Maybe.
I don't know if it was a typo that just autocorrected to whatever. I don't know.
What if she's trying to say Camry, like the car?
I don't know.
She's trying to buy a Camry.
You're a Camry salesman.
That's what you are.
I guess so. I mean,
What area code, what number?
It was a 540.
Oh, was it? Yep. Okay, because I will tell you right now, there is a K-A-M-B-R-E that I have mutual friends with.
Hold on.
Did you Facebook search the phone number?
No, I Facebook searched the name.
I'll type the phone number.
It's 540.
Yeah.
Just Facebook search the phone number. So what is this? What is
so like, has this happened to any of you guys before? Like, how have you handled it? Do you handle it? Do you just ignore it? Like, what's the protocol here?
So I'm sure that you and Jarrett remember.
The bartender?
My little fiasco.
Fuck! I forgot about this. All about this.
I remember this.
Okay. So this man... Dude, just Facebook search it, Gage. You gotta spend money on those.
I don't want to... Alright, whatever.
So I got... Now, I have two of these stories. Okay. One of them,
There it
my
is.
My god damn, are you kidding
like,
me?
I don't like that you were able to Facebook search
your
phone number.
You can Facebook search phone. Dang, Kyle, good job.
Yeah, Kyle, call her back.
Wait, what's her age? That matters.
That's important.
Well, she works in Texas. And she went to Sharando.
She's single.
And it says single, Kyle.
What the fuck?
You just gotta find out.
Kyle, you just
her
found
birthday's
your soulmate.
In October.
You just found your soulmate.
Oh, hold on. The people that she knows, these aren't fun people.
Cool.
That's
awesome.
What I was saying. That my mutual friends are also not fun, really, people.
That's unfortunate.
Now all the people that listen to this are going to... Interested in men.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Sweet. That's you.
Cool.
That's you. That's you're men. You're a man. So what you need to do is go
hang on,
add her.
Hang on. Okay. Oh, brain blast. Kyle, is your phone number on Facebook?
I don't know.
Were you stalked and someone found your phone number on Facebook and called you?
I don't
you?
Know.
This girl got the hots
so.
For you?
I don't think so.
I think if your phone number's on Facebook, she stalked your profile. Oh, damn.
Okay, so here's the thing. I read an article recently about how telemarketers are using spoofed versions of people's phone numbers to call other people.
This happened to me.
Yes. They're using what looks like a real phone number from their area code to call them in hopes that they'll pick up thinking it's somebody they might know. That gets them in the door, blah, blah, blah. That being said,
I think I've started to pour gasoline on the bridge and, like, the match is in my hand.
Text her right now and be like, hold on, you're hot.
Hey, I know who you are. Is this your name?
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I've got a phone call from a telemarketer, came through as my phone number. So it said, you're getting a call from Gage Edwards right now. And I'm like,
I got a phone call.
Not you doing this.
I got a phone
it's
call
future
from
future games. You have to answer.
That's what I was like, what the fuck?
I got a phone call from 1-540-911.
What's fun is
that's not a whole number.
No.
What's that fun is 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
Yep.
Yeah, I've never done that.
This looks like a fun Facebook, though.
Yeah, I actually probably.
So I would like to talk about a story that happened to me very recently. This isn't the bartender story.
We gotta like send the like one of us has to make a fake Hold Facebook.
On. Give her my number.
Hey, that's fine.
She's friends with your friend.
No, you know what you
do? Yeah, she's friend with my friend.
Gage!
I don't want to talk to those people.
Gage, this is all you have to do. You take that phone number, you call her and say, hey, you called me from this number.
Oh my god, I'm in!
No, do the same thing she did to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't talk to my friend anymore.
Don't call my friend.
Don't call me before.
So
they should be like, you know, Kyle.
I'm a famous actor. and then, hang on.
I've been on many things.
I've been on TV.
So I was dating the girl that I'm dating now. So this is during my current relationship. I woke up to 16 texts.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, huh. My girlfriend hands me my phone. She says, someone, you got a bunch of texts. And so I was like, all right. She's like, I'm going to go get in the shower. I'm going to, you text her, you text back. Open my phone. It's a bunch of naked pictures of a woman.
Oh, oh awesome. Wow.
And she goes, I had a wonderful time last night at the bar, like, and all this stuff. And she said, you said you're going to have a long day at work. I hope you enjoy these. And I was like, well,
this is incriminating. And I was here the whole night.
Yeah, I was like, this is not good. So I texted her back and said, I think you have the wrong number.
And that, getting being
Do you
hurt,
still have this?
No.
I deleted them. Need the phone number, though.
Getting Facebook hold on. Searching. Getting that text message of, I think you have the wrong number, after sending someone that number nudes is got to be the most gut-dropping thing in the world.
So Laura Lee follows this person on Instagram.
Now or before?
Wait, is it
before this happened?
No.
So this is somebody you knew?
No, well, it's somebody that she followed on Instagram. She's in, like, she's from Winchester and all this stuff. But someone that Laura Lee follows on Instagram sent me lewd pictures
of her with her face in it.
No, but she sent me a picture that she put on her Instagram before.
Jesus Christ! What a fucking amateur. Everybody knows that if you send nudes, you don't put any incriminating evidence.
They weren't like full. They weren't like full nudes, but they were like
Jared. If I'm taking nudes of my body, I expect them to be leaked at some point, and I don't care.
They were very famous. They were very explicit. And the funniest part,
you're famous.
I got a good body.
Is there was no nudity except for I think like top. The funniest part is they're apparently a trans person. So they sent me these explicit pictures and said I had a wonderful time and all this stuff, and was like I wish that I could sit on your face and all this stuff. And I was like,
hell yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, I think you have the wrong number. And she was like, can you please delete those? That sensitive information. And I was like, or you know, at first she said, oh my God. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. This is awkward for me too. And she was like, can you please delete them? It's sensitive information. I was like, I'll delete them. Just don't send
16? 16. You're that confident in the numbers, right?
I know.
You're that confident.
If I get a new number like that or someone gives me a number out at a bar, I don't text them back again until I get confirmation that that is that person.
Yep, you don't send them nudes.
Well, definitely not.
Yeah. And say, I hope you enjoy these at your long day at work. So I deleted them.
Holy shit.
And Jared's looking for the person on her Instagram probably, on all of these Instagram.
That's exactly what
he's doing. No, I thought that I might have known who it was, but does she still follow them on Instagram?
I think so.
Okay, well, I can figure this out easily.
But so it was just like a really awkward situation. I told Laura Lee, and she was like, did you delete them? I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, that's good at least. And I was like,
she didn't come back with, I didn't fucking see.
It was just like, it was such an awkward situation. I was like, I got random nudes by accident.
Hell yeah. The other day, and this was during that whole the big windstorm we had when the winds were like 70 miles an hour. Mm. I got a creepy text from a number I didn't have, and like I get texts from numbers I don't have all the time, and it's telemarketers and stuff. And like I do contacts, and I talk to other PR people, and they text me back, and they'll call me and things like that. I never knew who they are, so I'm like, who's this? With things like that. Mm-hmm. I got a text that said, "Hey, did your power go out today?" And I was because we were expecting power outages, and I was like, who's this? Because I didn't know the number. Mm-hmm. And they came back with, it's Scott. And I said, Scott, who? Never got anything back from it. So I was really weirded out that this person was, like, trying to figure out if I had power at my house, and they were trying to, like, break into my house or something. I don't know, but it weirded me out for the whole day, because I was at work. I was
like, buy a gun.
Holy shit, yeah. But I know, like, two people named Scott, and one lives in Ohio, and the other person doesn't have my number. We don't talk.
So, well, I mean, now you do.
Well, yeah. That was weird to me. I don't know. I usually don't answer the phone if I get a number, a call. Because if they don't leave a message, probably not important.
Right.
And everyone that I've had to call back is always like, oh, it's a message that this person I need to talk to.
So that's if I don't know the number, I don't answer. And I'm like, well, if it's important, they'll leave a message.
I don't have time to filter through all 500 and some odd followers of the people that your girlfriend's following on Instagram. But was it this person? Was it this person?
She didn't have a chest tattoo.
Okay. Then never mind.
Because it's the person I'm thinking of. No, never mind. Okay.
Never mind.
Then. Yep. It was a very awkward situation.
Sounds like fun.
And another one, some man sent me a video of his penis.
Yeah, that was a real thing. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
He sends a fucking video saying, let me make you a drink. Okay?
He said, had a wonderful time at the bar. Again,
what is happening to you?
I'm pretty sure because then he proceeded to say, I made you a drink.
Yep.
And he poured stuff in the thing and then put his penis in it and stirred it.
Stirred the fucking drink with 100%. His dick.
That's awesome. That's amazing confidence.
And I found out who he was. Like, I Facebook searched his phone number, like I do to everybody.
Snapchat also.
Yeah, Snapchat. That's how we did it. Yep. We searched his phone number on a Snapchat.
Yep. And I added his name to my phone. And went to Snapchat and went, like, my contacts, and his Snapchat is linked to his phone number.
Okay.
And so we found out who it was
on Snapchat. And so I was messaging him, and I was like, I know who you are. And I was saying all this stuff.
It was fucking hilarious.
This is probably really fucked up of me. I was like, and I don't appreciate you sending pictures or videos of your penis to my 13-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, this is a misunderstanding. And I was like... Oh, no, I get it.
Yeah. Like, no, I understand. A cocktail.
I fucking, like, blew the lid off this dude, and it was the funniest fucking thing. For weeks this went on. Oh,
damn.
He was texting me. I was like, I'm not fucking Mary from Applebee's, you asshole.
Stop it.
Oh, man, the only fucking wrong number thing I have is two people messaged me in one day asking if I still had a kayak for sale.
Do you?
No.
Did you ever?
No, but I told them both that I had an offer from somebody else for $200, and they were like, wow, that's really high. And I'd like to think that I prevented two people from buying a kayak that day.
You did God's work.
Oh, shit.
So I guess that's number stories.
I guess it's time.
It's time.
Is it time?
It's time.
I wish someone else had a weird one like me. I had two weird ones with penises and boobs.
Yeah, you're the weird one of the group. So I imagine those things should happen to you. And I was just scared the other week when someone was like, hey, do you have power?
How's your power looking?
Is your power
good? Because I'm going to kill
you. Yeah, it sounds like a villain. Like, I cut the power to the building. Ha ha ha.
Is that how funny games started?
I didn't watch that movie yet.
Funny Games?
Yeah, there's a movie.
I heard from one person it's really good, and I heard from another person it's really bad. Mm. So
I really want to see that new movie with that girl, and they go into that place where everything is different.
Oh, Tomb Raider.
Oh, I saw that movie.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I did.
Shape of Water?
It's not great.
Really? I heard it's disappointing.
It was weird.
Are you talking everything about Sam?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
It's,
Who's in it?
Oh no.
Jeffrey
Damn it.
Heichelman.
Yep.
And Sarah Sandy Bowles.
Sandy Bowles. What's wrong, Gage? You alright?
You don't see Sarah Sandy Bowles.
I almost lost water everywhere.
I don't remember the first name I said.
Heichelman. Jerry Heichelman.
Yes, Annihilation.
Yeah, Annihilation.
Oh, you watched Annihilation?
I really want to.
Oh, okay.
I heard it.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was alright.
I want to see it.
I heard it was super meh.
Well, I really like Natalie Portman.
Oh, that's Natalie Portman?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I thought it was the girl from X-Men First Class.
Oh, Natalie Portman? You're thinking of Red Sparrow or something.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Jennifer Lawrence.
No, not Jennifer Lawrence. No, she was the detective. She worked for the CIA. And
that's not Natalie Portman, though.
That's who I thought that was,
They look similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Now that we got that out of the way. That was that movie place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the
brief. Oh my God.
I hope you learned love and love to learn.
So we're going to start something new, and I didn't really want to start with what we got here, but that's what the random numbers
we part. Asked you to pick, and you said
so
no.
So this is, as we've, two of us have agreed, we're going to call this Randy's Candies.
It's not to be confused with the Randy that's calling Kyle.
Yeah, yeah, it's not Randy Rando.
I hope not.
This isn't always going to be candy. It happens to be candy today.
My fucking name is Kimber.
But we're gonna taste test some stuff.
Better not be
give you all I don't like that you called it candy and then called it stuff.
Some light, some yeah, live you're reactions. You're out of the water,
bud. That's why I saved mine.
So, I got this. So who wants to take a guess at what's going to be in this fucking bag of nightmares?
Semen.
You didn't say no to that.
You're going to get superpowers.
Even,
like,
so, you didn't even flinch.
Hold on.
You're going to get superpowers.
Oh, yeah.
Some type of exotic Jolly Rancher.
Okay. Do you guys like chocolate?
No.
Yeah.
Do you like hell?
Yes.
Do you like chocolate from hell?
Yes.
Because this is chocolate bar from hell, beyond hot, not intended for children. That's after a word caution. Not intended
I love that
for
Gage
children.
Hates hot things.
Yeah.
Me,
if you
too.
Follow me on Nerdable, you'll see
but
my
hold
video
on.
From
wait,
last week.
Wait, because there's two
things.
Of them.
Oh, you only got two?
Can I make a
I'm not going to eat the whole
can
fucking
I,
thing.
Can I keep some of that after you're done?
Good you year, Arizona. We can win a free catalog.
Realistically, oh, cool. You're more than welcome to keep the whole fucking thing, because I don't think we're going to eat a whole
let's
fucking bar of this.
In, oh, wait, let's get our theme song in there.
Yeah, do that.
My wife went to Costco. She got a pallet of this assorted bag of freaking candy that I'm not allowed to touch. Leave it alone. It's for the kids. Bullshit.
All right. So we got.
Let's not open both of them at the same time, for sure.
It's made from milk chocolate,
yeah, nice.
You sugar cocoa on. Butter, wait. Milk chocolate liqueur.
Sugar cocoa butter, that's my
with
favorite.
With added soya lecithin.
Soy, oh my god, stoya's in this
yeah,
too?
Yeah, stoya's in it.
Holy shit, what a
name. Emulsifer.
Ooh!
Pure vanilla Lucifer? And habanero pepper. Produced
yep. Wait,
in
pure
a
vanilla
plant.
Jalapeno pepper?
Pure vanilla. And habanero pepper.
Okay. They did not habanero pepper.
They did not use an Oxford comma, so it does look like pure vanilla and habanero pepper.
Okay.
Produced in a plant that uses peanuts, tree nuts, and soy products.
We are able to write them for a free catalog.
Cloud said win. I want to win one.
You can just write them. They'll give you one.
I want to win it.
Visit their website at www.beyondhot.com.
That sounds hot.
It sounds hot, yeah. So... This is,
it's best by December.
Serving year. Size of this is one bar.
Wait, the one that just passed or the one coming up?
The one coming up.
Okay.
The serving size of this is one bar. If any fucking buddy ate this whole goddamn thing, I'd be surprised.
Well, have you tried it?
149 calories, which is a very specific number. So, that's Ian, do you want to open yours?
Wait, I have a question.
What's up?
Is there a Scoville unit on there at all?
There's nothing else on here.
Let's just open one, because I want to keep this one.
Little Satan is on here.
Oh, that's like 16 Scoville right there.
Little yeah, Satan right there.
Easily.
To be fair, the pepper was one of the last ingredients.
Can't so it's like, hot. Yeah, it's not that much.
Added. My thing is this is called the chocolate bar from hell, and it literally has a caution that says not intended for children.
That's their whole gimmick.
Because kids probably just sees chocolate hell, and he's Serta. Like, I would love to be in chocolate hell.
Does anyone have a knife?
There's this one here. I don't really want to use it, though. You can probably just break that, can't you? Oh, it's not chopped up like Hershey's?
Yeah.
Yeah, touch them all.
Fucking A.
I'll take the big one. I ain't scared.
Sure.
It doesn't smell bad. It smells like normal.
It smells
like dark
chocolate.
Chocolate.
Are we cheers in this?
Didn't the chocolate pickle one we ate smell like chocolate?
Oh, it did, didn't it?
Couldn't tell you.
Chocolate pickle.
It's melting in my hand.
All right, let's do it. Cheers. It's that hot. Oh, a whole hand.
So I feel a little bit of heat. A
little bit.
Oh, it's tingling my tongue. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fucking idiot.
I'm not going to lie. This is fucking weird.
It's weird. Because it's like, I have
I'm
big
gonna
red.
I'm going for a second. Do you want some, Kyle?
Sure.
It's like I got big red chew. It's like I got big red chew and chocolate. Okay, I don't like it.
They're pretty good. Holy shit.
So
it's pretty good. This isn't bad.
I did this really cool thing where I chewed it on the right side of my mouth and then the left side of my mouth. It's not good right now.
It's all like,
oh no.
It's at the back of my tongue.
And it's burning my throat.
I don't mind.
It's not that bad.
This is pretty good.
It's not that bad.
It's got a little bit of warmth to it.
It's got some burn, but it ain't bad.
I've had much hotter stuff, but I swallowed this and it's burning my throat right now.
Eat that whole
thing. I tell you what though, it doesn't feel good on my cavity.
Wait, does it say doctor approved?
That's probably the worst part.
I expected this to be a lot hotter than
a lot
this.
Yeah,
I expected this to be a lot hotter.
You put hell on the...
And caution, not for children.
Yeah.
But it's beyond hot. It's not just hot, it's beyond hot.
It's so beyond hot, it's not hot anymore.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's actually really, like...
It was just like cinnamon chocolate.
I got some of the hot in my throat, and then I took a drink, and it's mostly gone now.
We're good.
And I think I'm fine. I
wish we could try another one, because that was really short.
I have three more things in here.
I'm down for anything.
If you guys want to, do we want to get a number 1 through 3?
Do you think it's going to be more or less disappointing than that?
Pick the weirdest one that you know.
Should I will leave. I'll pick this.
I was going to say give us options and we'll just pick one.
I'll pick
this. Like I said, it's not intended for children, but you can give it to them anyway.
Is that a
firework? This is toxic waste. It is hazardously sour candy.
Oh, I love sour candy. Holy shit.
On the back of this, it has a little scale.
I hope my tongue doesn't bleed.
It says, how long can you keep one in your mouth?
Ask Craigslist.
Is this a Craigslist ad?
15 seconds, total wuss. 30 seconds,
I know wuss.
Crybaby.
I know baby.
45 seconds, toxic wannabe. 60 seconds, full toxic head. Oh, full toxy head. Okay, so I think that these are like...
Is it a mint?
Okay, these are like warheads.
Oh.
Hell yes.
Is it a package in a package?
Yes.
It's give me the yellow. I fucking love lemon.
Lemon? Man, that's the worst one.
I'll let you pick.
Is there a green?
We got black cherry. We got blue raspberry. So these are just warheads flavors.
I feel like black cherry is closest.
Another
to
lemon. We got a watermelon, which is... I will take watermelon. I love watermelon.
I can't decide.
Is there another watermelon in there?
Yes. These things are tiny.
Cool.
So
is there a green?
Actually, no, there's no green.
Blue or yellow?
There's fucking enough yellow to serve the fucking whole country.
Caution! Consuming more than one without a brief time... Wait. Consuming more than one within a brief time may cause irritation to mouth. Sensitive individuals should not consume this product. Like, emotionally sensitive?
I'm emotionally sensitive.
Yeah.
So, what do we got here? Sugar, corn syrup, citric acid, malic acid, dextrose, artificial flavors, maltodextrin... Beeswax, artificial colors.
I'm so excited.
Made in Pakistan, so you know it's toxic.
Oh, it's the terrorist.
Serving size.
Terrorize your mouth.
Serving size is 5 pieces, but don't eat more than one.
Oh, this is green.
So.
There was no green.
Reminds me of pickles.
Oh, no!
Alright, so let me get this timer out. I don't think.
I'm so fucking excited. I gotta tell you, sour candy.
I think that we're all gonna pretty well do this. For the whole
This is
minute.
My favorite kind of... I fucking hate chocolate. This is my favorite kind of candy.
But we'll get this timer going just to make sure that none of us are...
toxic right. Wusses or yeah. Whatever the fuck it's
So, are you ready? Yeah. Everybody ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. I almost swallowed the whole fucking
thing. It's too sour.
Mm. I mean, it's sour. It's a warhead.
It's a weird flavor. Not gonna lie.
Mmm. It's really sour. But it's not bad.
It's not that bad at all.
I don't know, man.
Toxic wood.
It's fine.
It's fine.
The real question is, if you bite into it, is it going to get worse?
Shit.
Nope. Doesn't get worse.
Kinda, get better?
It's kind of tastes worse.
Mine isn't sour anymore.
Mine's also not sour anymore.
I wonder if that crunch came through. My...
I hope it did.
Yeah, it just stuck to my teeth.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
That's still pretty fine.
Yeah.
Actually. I kind of almost want to do another one.
Well, now you're just eating candy.
I'll take a blue.
I have another one in here that's not candy.
Are we trying another one?
I mean,
so far we're disappointed.
Yeah, these are like...
Give me something cool to go out on.
I thought these were going to be much better, but...
Spit in Ian's mouth.
Okay.
Don't do that.
I'll give you guys the choices. One is like this really weird gummy candy sushi kit thing?
I've seen those before.
And it looks kind of like the rejected fucking gummies.
The other one's acid.
The other one is ass-kicking peanuts.
That's close. Wait, ass-kicking peanuts?
Ass-kicking peanuts with habanero pepper.
I'll take it.
Kick your ass hot, it says.
Wait, habanero pepper, wasn't that the stuff that's in this?
Right.
Yeah. But this is on a peanut.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
This actually has a lot more ingredients. Peanuts roasted in peanut oil with added salt, spices, dextrose, corn flour, onion, tomato, natural flavor, xanthan gum, habanero pepper, and extractive of paprika.
I'm going to try all of them.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's try all of them.
Fuck it. We didn't need this timer. We're no pussy.
Yeah, so I'm a toxie head.
We're all full on toxie heads.
Yeah.
What do you want to do first? The sushi or the peanut?
Yeah. I'm a real boner boy.
Sushi first?
Yeah.
You guys like actual sushi?
Yeah, I do. I love sushi.
Yeah.
So good.
Thursdays at Okinawa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to end it on the hot-ass peanuts and see Gage's reaction if it's actually hot.
If it's actually hot.
So there's...
We each get... Oh, I
don't know what the fuck that is.
What do you mean? It's sushi. That's California roll. That's fish eggs. That's bad sardines.
And that's what
that's not what a California roll looks bad like, sardines. Even in the slightest bit.
It's on the back of the package. It's the only one I remember that I read.
Does it really say California roll? Because I'll tell you, that's not what that is. That's not a California roll.
It's a candy California roll.
Mm. Oh, this is like a string.
I think that's like chocolate.
Is it licorice?
Those are just fruit snacks.
I think those are fruit snacks.
Well, grab one.
All right, what does everybody want?
Oh, my God. This is a marshmallow.
Is it?
I want the weird fish eggs.
These?
Yeah.
I want the little green thing.
It's like a little weird, the little green one.
Okay.
I think that's just a gummy bear. Wrapped up. And then I guess I'll eat the marshmallow fish soup.
Fish soup.
I just hate marshmallow, so I was trying to avoid marshmallows. All right, let's get it, fellas. Yeah.
Oh, it tastes weird.
It's really bad.
I wish it tasted like fish, like actual sushi.
Oh my God.
It's really bad.
What does this marshmallow taste like?
I don't know what I'm eating right now.
I like mine a lot.
But we don't have more.
Yours was just gummies.
Mm-hmm.
Yours was just a gummy circle wrapped around a fucking gummy bear.
I don't know what flavor brown is, but I think someone else should try it, because this is definitely strawberry.
Grape, probably.
It's probably grape.
Oh, this is a weird marshmallow.
Or apricot. Yeah, feel that
marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marshmallow, all right.
It's the Michelin Man.
What about these? I think these are just fruit snacks.
This isn't good.
Oh, yeah, it's just a licorice little string.
It's a tapeworm. Cool.
Anybody want some of these fruit snack egg
things? I'm like getting like...
I can't chew through this fish, by the way. I'm still chewing on this fucking fish.
Yeah, eat the fish egg.
This is the fish. I don't want the fish egg. I don't like gumdrops.
I'll eat the fish egg.
Dude, it's weird. It's like a gumdrop with like...
Is this like a Swedish fish?
Yeah, but you can't chew through it.
You can't or I can't?
I don't know. You might be able to.
Those aren't good. Those aren't good.
I want one of those if they're not good. Give me that.
Squeeze it.
They're in there.
Just finger it.
Ew.
Yeah, right? It's weird.
That tastes like what cat pee smells like.
Oh my God, I hate you so much.
It was gross immediately.
Oh God, no, it smells awful too. I gotta eat it though.
It smells like gym socks.
Eat it. I'm glad we can all do one of those. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
Better eat it. It's pretty rough. It doesn't taste good.
Nope. It really does taste like what cat pee smells like though.
He bit through the fish.
I had to fucking work
for it. I put the whole thing in my mouth.
Oh, I'm eating this fucking shoestring. Anybody want some shoestring?
No, I'm good.
Rick mouth piece of that shoestring.
Ian can have this in, and you have that in Lady and Trampet.
Ooh. Damn, we don't have cameras this week.
Here, just take some.
We should, though.
What flavor is it?
Shoe.
It's
leather.
Yeah.
Shoestring.
Moustache.
Duluth Trading Company is what it tastes like.
I'll tell you, when I put that in my mouth, I like inhaled. It almost went straight down my throat. Now I just want to throw up.
Betty, can we get that clipped out for just future use?
Yeah, we want to save that.
Okay.
That bootstrap had no flavor.
Give me those peanuts.
And you know what's great? I think I'm out of drink.
Entirely. Peanut time?
Yeah.
Let me just get a little sip.
Delicious. You ain't can spit in your mouth.
I'm good.
So, ask baby bird your peanuts.
I'll baby bird you.
No fear. Last one, fuck it. We'll do them all.
We'll get more candy for next week.
Yeah, I'll have to find
some. We'll go to the international market.
Hell yeah.
And find some weirds. Or I might just go to FYE and buy that whole like Japanese box. Hockey box. It's like $30 or whatever.
Okay.
There's a hot sauce I want Joel to try. It's hot as fuck.
Not gonna do it.
No.
I'll do it.
I'll fucking, I don't
care. I didn't know you were a coward.
I am.
I hate hot stuff. I'll do it.
Yeah, so do I.
I love hot stuff. Oh, but. Okay. We should do a video where we all do the blazing challenge.
Hey, we shouldn't do that.
It's mostly just peanut, I think.
That's peanut.
That's all I get out of the smell is just peanut.
Peanut.
A lot of penis.
There's penis in there.
Yeah, get a little dollop.
Oop, that's a
oh, hell yeah. Some.
These look like rocks.
Give me a little love. You want a little more love?
Just give me one. There we go.
How many does everybody have?
Four. Three.
Okay. I have three. I have three.
Okay, well, I only have like.
That's an assist.
I have two. Yeah.
I think Jared's like everyone got. How many do you have? Four, and everyone no one has four but me.
I got two head. Cheers.
We good?
I guess. Yeah. Whoop. There we go.
It's hotter faster than the chocolate was.
Immediately a lot worse than the chocolate.
It's got a good dry rub on it.
Yeah. I think I might have had those before.
I mean, they're not great, but it's peanut.
I don't mind that peanut at all. I already ate all of it.
A little spicy. Just a little bit.
Danger of choking for small children.
Oh, shit.
Everything's the danger to children.
At least this one's not danger, don't give it to children. This one's just danger, your kid might choke on this.
I don't like
it. Damn good. Grab a little extra dab.
Yeah. Give the rest to Ian. He'll eat the thing.
Hell yeah.
They're not that bad.
No.
Unless you have more of those raspberry things that suck.
No.
They got some kick to it.
Out of everything else that was on there.
Yeah.
Just the small things was the worst.
The small thing that just looks like regular fruit.
Maybe
snack.
That was supposed to be the wasabi.
Yeah.
Hard to tell.
Just gotta close this, though.
Yeah, marshmallow almost made me throw up.
Get out of here, marshmallow.
Stuck to the lid.
Okay. Well, that was the candy section.
That was Randy Candies.
Randy Candies. Maybe he'll bring us more.
Yeah, that aren't disappointing.
Santa?
Yeah.
I hate this whole false advertisement thing.
I mean,
I just don't like how it made it out to seem like it was the hottest fucking thing ever existing.
Maybe and out of chocolate.
These peanuts were 1,000 times worse than that, and even the peanuts weren't that.
The peanuts were super good.
The peanuts are actually good though.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think it's hot.
The thing,
but it's not like hot.
The thing with the peanuts is like I can eat the peanuts and put the peanuts in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And it's okay. The chocolate being spicy was just like fucking weird. So that kind of also factored into it. And then I kind of inhaled it and almost choked to death. But that's besides the point. All in all, I was a little bit expecting a lot more.
Well, thanks for dinner, Jared.
You're welcome.
I really like the toxic waste.
Yeah.
I really like spicy candy, though. So
that's sour.
It's spicy.
The toxic waste ones were actually pretty good. I'll tell you, it's currently wreaking havoc on my tongue. Because I had, like, the sour thing. Oh, I had, like, the spicy and then the sour and then the weird fucking marshmallow and then the spicy again. Anyway.
What the fuck kind of name is
that? I don't know.
It said where she worked. Maybe you should just go and hang out there.
Oh, yeah, just hang out.
Texas Roadhouse, I think, right?
I mean, we could just do
that's where a lot of the high school sluts work.
Wow. Damn.
I mean,
hope she doesn't listen. We're ruining Kyle's chances right now.
We could just do, like, a Craigslist post. Misconnections.
Oh, misconnection. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And a poster phone.
Hey, you called me.
You called me. What
anyway. What's up? Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it for some candy. Still working on getting some weird Kit Kats.
Yeah, I think Roadhouse is like Kit Kats discount Hooters.
It's not, though.
It kind of is.
Anyway, yeah, that's that. Anything else, friends?
I think that's it for this week. Got nothing else.
Well, right on. Shakira, Shakira.
Yeah, Shakira, Shakira forever.
Well, that's going to do it for us here at the How We Do Podcast. Nobody sent out any questions, listener questions. I don't think we got any reviews.
Oh, yeah. You want to check real fast?
Nah. We'll get you. We'll hit them next week. I doubt you did any.
If someone reviewed and we don't get to read your review this week, that's how we feel every week when you don't review.
Yeah. You fucked yourself.
Yeah. So you earned this punishment.
Doesn't feel good, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cowards.
Bastards.
Follow us on the tweeters.
Yeah.
At How We Do Podcast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Facebook. Mm-hmm. How We Do Podcast.
Vero.
We're on Vero as well. Which
Kendall Jenner likes us.
Yeah. She's Kendall all about
does
it.
Does like us.
Sorry, YouTube page.
Make believe girlfriend's a Cowboys fan.
Oh no!
Are you creeping too?
Huh? It was still up on my Facebook on my app.
Be sure to review us on iTunes if you haven't already.
Thank God.
So yeah, I think that's about it.
Popping all these toxic things in my mouth.
Oh, great!
All right, well, thank you, Chef. Stay golden. And do it for Johnny.